There's a famous movie or storyline in comic books called Flashpoint, where Flash fucked everything up. That's a whole other thing. That's the name of the song, Flashpoint. I'm
working on only because you're my man. I'm gonna let it slide, boy. Just understand, I got a sniper.
This is the intro of the song. That's actually gonna be the intro of the song. Only because you're my man. Why they need me out the way, what you expect?
That's cool. I'm black. Like, I ain't got to say shit.
Black Swan. Every month. And I'm gonna play the intro. I don't know if y'all seen Black Swan. But the number that Natalie Portman does the dance to, I'm gonna play that song as the intro.
Just know, only because you're my man, I'm gonna let this nigga get the pass. This is another example of Drake's privilege. Nigga getting the pass because of you right now, because I don't line this ass up real quick.
Well, the owls haven't pecked your eyes out because you get a pass.
The owls may be disbanded, bro.
Good day, beer planners. We are live, fresh from all the beef, all the shenanigans, all of the just fuck shit that's been going on out there in the world. So, but anyway, welcome back to another episode of the Beer Plans Podcast.
Yeah! Yay!
All right.
So, wait, time out. What was that phoned in bullshit? What was that?
I didn't want to bang on the table.
Thank you. This is a very expensive table. Thank you.
Nah. All right. So, we think y'all all know what's going on out there in the world. By what's going on out there in the world, we're clearly talking about the obvious. Israel and Palestine has some great.
You better save it with that one.
Horrible. That's
going
to take a whole
horrible. Horrible.
Let's not go there.
Is that
please.
Not what we're talking about?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Let's hear your thoughts on the Israel Palestine.
I don't want nobody showing up in my house. I want nobody.
Mr. Brown, I don't even know where Israel or Palestine are. Is that on Earth? Is that on Earth?
Let's not go there.
Alright, so, anyway, the
don't do
guy
it.
From Canada
don't
and
do it.
The guy from Compton are battling it out. Who will win? Who knows? When you listen to this, maybe 86 other diss tracks have been released.
I can't keep up with
from one person.
Yeah. From one person. But either way, regardless.
You can't sleep, you're going to email hear the song. It's crazy.
But this did get us kind of into like a thought process about, you know, beef in general, right? And so... we can go one or two paths, and I'm just going to let the room decide because, you know, we weren't sure which way to go. Do we want to go down the path of a deeper conversation with beef first, or do we want to give representation from both sides of the current beef that's, you know, trending and dominating the news reels?
Can I ask a question?
Because my brother's King OVO, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to do the other one. You gonna go do the ladder.
Can I ask a question? While I get ready to present evidence, can you please what is for our white audience?
I remember you was conflicted.
What for our white audience? Can you explain what beef is besides a very amazing show on Netflix?
Well, first of all, it's something you should.
Or good food.
I would say, first of all, it's something you should never have well done, like your former president. But
got him.
So what? But you know what? I can. Let's actually take it to the Urban Dictionary.
All right.
And give a proper.
I have and I would like to read a statement from the owls, from the cows of owls, please.
Hey, I warned you. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, Jesus.
All right.
I'm telling you, can feel so, free, but damn it.
The definition of beef is to have grudge or start one with another person.
Say that again. What is it?
To have a grudge or start one with another person.
Let's see.
That's actually very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Simplified?
Yeah, for the Urban Dictionary?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Pretty concise, right?
Yeah.
Can you look up the word?
And there's nothing sexually related.
Right, exactly.
Can you look up?
Urban Dictionary.
Can you look up?
No, me and my cousin found out about it like one day reading in the back of the car. We was like 7. We were like, yo, what? Like, word? Like, we looked at each other like, yo.
Look up Blue Waffle.
Right.
No.
Trauma, right off the top.
Look up Two Girls in One Cup.
Yeah, actually, go ahead. Look up Blue Waffle.
I hope I never get dementia, but if I ever did, I still think I would remember Blue Waffle.
Nope. Oh, my gosh.
Look up Blue Waffle.
Right, that's trauma right there.
You're going to hit at Mr. Brown.
I don't even think I can look up food color dye.
Okay.
I don't have anything right, from the cows so, because you know what, the cow of ours, you know, we ain't got time for this.
So I'm gonna make an executive
decision. We are on a professional radio broadcast, okay? And I'm wearing my Malcolm X glasses as I'm talking.
About Drake, you not. Oh, he just said the N-word too many times.
Moderator. Right. Moderator.
So all of that said, I'm actually
gonna
make.
All right, so hold on. He didn't want to say. I'm just doing one statement. It's done.
I didn't make a statement.
We're gonna skip these statements.
How he got it? Oh,
I didn't say a statement.
He has from the. I didn't say. Kyle's got to speak. The dots ain't get to speak.
I have some of the. I love that.
Can the dots get 30 seconds of a statement?
I love that.
Can the dots please get?
Maybe I'll put it in the episode. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll put it at the end of the episode so you motherfuckers got to listen all the way to the end. Who knows?
Okay, oh, can the dots get one statement and that's it? One statement? Not, right, one sentence. The dots have been talking about Drake. Y'all just now finding it out, but it's been there. That's it.
Was that one sentence?
That was a
run-on motherfucking sentence.
It was a run-on
sentence. We'll allow it.
All right.
Okay, English teacher.
Try to keep it concise.
Mr. Brown, DJ Melodies, any reaction from the regular folks out there?
Silence.
It's golden.
I need it. There we go.
All right, thank you for that concise reaction. All right, so
the cows of Owl approve of DJ Melody's and Mr. Brown's response.
Meanwhile, Meek Mill yelling for Drake, get up!
All right,
he has a see-through
shirt.
So facts, they won't and that's the thing, I can't defend
let
that. Meek Mill, my man, but I cannot defend
they
that.
They will not let him live.
Right. I was so mad. I didn't think that first the joke was him when he was yelling like that. I'm like, that better not be Meek. That fucking better not be Meek. So
but he straightened it up real quick in the second yell.
Even that sound, we're like, situate him. I said, shut the fuck up. Stop talking right now, bro.
So DJ Vlas, you had the idea for this episode.
I did.
Topic.
I did.
Go ahead and intro that for us.
So, yeah, it's beefing season, ladies and gentlemen. We got the name we do not speak. We have the hero of our story, apparently.
Is the name R. Kelly? Did I get it right?
It does end with an EY. But you know, I was looking at that too.
I'm like, yo, EY, what? Who are we talking about now?
I don't know how to spell his name, but.
Shout out to Baltimore City Public.
Doesn't
matter. All right.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Private
private school, Mount Zion all day. Thank you.
That's not an endorsement after that.
Mount Zion all day, motherfucker.
Save your money, parents. School choice. School choice.
Well, oh, I'm sorry. Is $1,100 a year? Is that not enough for world class education?
Not Mount Zion straight
here. Oh my God. But y'all did a fantastic job talking about what's going on now. Even though we've had elements since then, y'all did an awesome job like talking about everything. I was fascinated. But I think it would be pointless to continue it. Even though we have a representation of the Isle of Cows here now, as opposed to...
Boy, I'm giving you chances. I'm not a boy. Trying to tell you, like, yo, you got...
I'm not a boy. That's very...
Racist white...
Type. That's very...
One that you married. One that Drake would use.
That's very later... That's very late, Lady Antebellum of you, so I'm just going to move on. I'm just going to move on.
One of Drake's ghostwriters has, like, fallen off.
But Mr. So, two things about beef that wasn't explored in the last episode that I would love to explore. First, Mr. Brown brought up R&B beefs. Now, R&B beefs almost sound like a oxymoron to me, but... I don't know how you sing that you got a problem with somebody unless it's the opposite sex.
Unless you're Chris Brown.
Well, he rapped his.
You're right. That's
he
true.
Rapped it. Oh, yeah. And that was fire.
For the weekend, apparently. That shit Drake said, I know we're not talking about it, but that shit was funny as hell on Family Matters.
Yeah.
The weekend got on there like,
So, Mr. Brown had brought up R&B beefs. And here's the thing. here's the thing about these R&B beefs that I would like to explore to the room. Whose side do you take in this beef? That's another thing.
Which beef?
Like in the R&B beef.
So I think
which R&B beef?
Well, as he brings them up.
Let me get some context here. So I was just randomly like, you know, I'd be on Twitter just looking at shit, right?
And X. It's called X.
I refuse to call.
Yo, I've not met one.
And then Mr. Brown, when you're done scrolling past Miss B Nasty, what do you go to?
Who Yo, is listen. Nasty? Hold on. Like, you know what's over.
We will tell you after this episode.
Got it.
Nah, but you know, so you know, I guess my algorithm like is literally a lot about like people's opinions on music and all that shit. So I saw one like kind of what do you call it, thread, right? What's a popular thread?
Oh,
you know
God. What I'm saying?
But anyway, so the point being, like, someone was like, name your favorite R&B diss tracks, so your R&B beef songs, right? And which ended up having like over like 400 quotes and lots of people commenting. So I'm like, all right, this is a funner topic. Let's versus like the rap beef. I feel like the rap beef shit gets a little almost too serious, too personal. Let me just see what songs people are naming, right? And for context, like, it's not a... Because some people were just naming, like, breakup records. I'm like, the person was like, no, it's not, that's a breakup record. This song is the difference. So, some examples that came out,
Who's singing a beat?
Justin Timberlake, Cry Me a River.
Wait, Cry Me a River for Britney Spears?
Yeah.
That was a shot.
Okay. Walk with it. Walk with it. I want you to walk with it.
So is this
opinion based off of the fact that we know what we know now? Like,
so who's
like
no, so I think it's
Britney Spears. Britney Spears. Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears.
So
it's
trying to say she cheated on him and all that.
So some of these songs are like it's examples of people having known problems, right? So,
okay.
You know, yeah. Others are just like more generic. You know, I like you that. Don't know who they're talking about.
I like that.
So another example is the week.
Whoa, time out. Let's back up to Justin Timberlake. Okay. Whose side are we taking?
We took his back in the day.
That's right. Exactly.
Now people taking Britney's side.
That's why you're a genius, bro. That's exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
If you know them crazy Britney Spears fans now and the Free Britney movement, like they. Yeah. Britney's the reason Justin's comeback attempts have not been hitting the way they should.
I'm so stupid.
I still take this side.
Karma? Karma, why?
Did she allege that he like forced her to get an abortion?
Not forced.
Coerced.
Was the song about her fucking other dudes when he was in a relationship?
Yeah, also, I guess allegedly. Yes. Allegedly she cheated.
That's why I still take it.
You know,
Justin Timberlake.
It's Britney, bitch.
Hey. Now I'm not so, but wasn't his? Is it his point was we're too young. I know this is a hot take, but we're too young. We're on the rise. We can't afford a baby right now. Which I feel as though most guys would say in that scenario. No.
Yeah, they're in their prime, their career primes. They're in their early 20s. Yeah.
I believe DJ Melody's already spoke to this point in men. Teach your young kings to control their nut. Because once it's gone from their body, they have no control. Fair enough.
Yeah. Well, I always say if a woman gets pregnant, it's the guy's fault.
We've gone down that road before, so in a previous episode. Go look back.
He is killing me today.
Nice.
We back.
What's your favorite Justin Timberlake song?
I wish I could park a camera on Flash.
I have one. So I have video.
Every time V-Loss, because here's what I would do with that video. Every time V-Loss says something that Flash thought was outrageous, I would just start playing the back-to-back music like that. <lost it. laughs>
You want? Here. Here. There you go. Okay, so listen.
What, Britney Spears? Is that what you said, bitch? Hell no, nah, nigga. That wasn't no diss. That would be Flash. I'm a ghostwriter.
I feel like that's...
Taylor said he was busy, so I got you. You my guy. But all right, anyway, you said whose side do we have? I said Justin Timberlake.
I'm on Justin Timberlake's side.
All right, two for JT Melodies.
Yeah, is that the
JT side back then?
Is that the extent of like the bad thing that happened between them? Is that he just, not forced, but... asked her to get an abortion.
As far as we know,
I don't think we even knew that back then.
It was because we don't know because of Britney. She put a book out.
It was solely off of her cheating. That's what I remember.
That's what. All right.
Well then. Well.
Yeah.
That abortion stuff recently.
That's really news. Right.
All
right.
Scathing hot take for all you woke blacks out there. I don't give a fuck. Look at her face.
Ashley about to give across the table. Sorry, Melly's about to cross the table.
I was just wondering what you're saying.
Nah, I don't give a fuck about how much of a culture bullshit y'all think Justin Timberlake is. That music is fire. But yeah. Anyway.
Oh, that new album is so good.
Yeah, I still gotta listen.
To it's so album. Good. Listen to Selfish, because that's like the lead single. Okay. So good. So, Jesus.
What do you think about that album?
That's exactly what I think about that album.
Nervous about the Miles, though.
Oh, Lord.
Who?
All right, keep on.
Who?
Your man up, boy. I got him lined up in the sniper. But keep playing.
Hey, we on
keep
R&B playing. We on R&B keep beef. Playing. We on R&B
what
beef,
what
sir.
What are the R&B
beef? Okay, sir. So this is a
R&B beef.
R&B
beef. The name of this
I mean, clearly Chris Brown's
this is your like that warning. Keep on. Keep on.
Chris Brown's, I would say Chris Brown's the king of that. But I'm before we get to Chris Brown, I have some other examples.
But he didn't have an R&B. He just rapped his beef.
No,
I'm saying he rapped his beef.
No, he has a song singing one too. No, but I'm going to get to it. So this is an example of like, we don't necessarily know what person's talking about, but it's clearly
something.
Yeah, so The Dream, I Love Your Girl.
Oh.
Who was that about? Wayne?
We don't really know.
Wayne,
we don't.
I thought so.
Yeah, The
Dream is top tier toxic.
Yeah, because you know if y'all don't know, there's clearly like a little square between like them fucking with the same girls and there's kids involved and because I think the dream was with Christina Milian. I think that's where it stemmed from. They were married and then
did they have a kid together?
They never had a kid together.
But they did with Wayne.
But then like, they were married.
No, they had a kid. Y'all had a kid.
Okay.
Christina Milian.
She's married like a French.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she did. But like anyway, so I think
she's married. Who?
She dated Nick Cannon.
But who is she married though?
Poor girl.
So Nick was messing with her, and then Wayne, Dream, and whoever.
No, I think that's a whole bunch. I think what happened was, so I think Dream was, from what I remember, Dream was with Christina Milian. They were married. Wayne started dating Christina after that, like when she was his artist at the time. Because she was, people forget, there was a brief time where she was with Young Money.
I don't know. She was
with Young Money. She was just like,
I remember Omarion with Young Money. Oddly,
I don't know how that happened either, bro.
Nigga, I remember.
Side note: he did get on MMG and had one decent song, which was dope. But
That was a good song.
The wide open joint, that was tough. Yeah. But
I'm gonna say,
but let us not forget that.
I like
that
Paris. I want him to win, bro.
Yeah.
I think Paris Hilton was. Signed the Cash Money for a while.
Don't
and then,
do that.
And then the other thing people don't realize
why are you besmirching Cash Money today, bro?
Like The Dream, both so The Dream and Nivea. I'm just talking. So yeah. Wayne and The Dream have a kid with the same girl. So The Dream has Wayne's son with Nivea, and then The Dream also has a kid with Nivea.
Y'all gotta stop.
So it's a whole bunch of like, I don't know why these niggas in the industry do that. Yeah, they all mess with the same people. It's crazy.
Are we really gonna pretend like we don't know why that happens?
Why? No, I'm not. I'm telling you why. I'm saying they shouldn't.
They shouldn't.
Okay.
There's all these women out there that have these outsized expectations on what a man should do, like flying them out. Just go and fuck one of them.
Fuck one of the dudes that'll fly you out?
Instagram people.
Can I say this?
I won't. The same Instagram.
That's what I'm saying. There's 150 million people on Instagram.
But look,
at least half of them gotta be chicks.
But listen. I will say this.
Most.
10% of them is pretty. That's 15 million chicks we gotta choose from. Why y'all fucking the same chicks?
I'm gonna say this. I think it's because they have a certain selection of women they can choose from. And the reason I say that is because I'm not gonna name the artist's name because I like the artist. But I remember he came to Morgan. And like, you had girls that were like pressed. And yeah, I saw him holler at three girls that could not care less that he hollered at them.
Side note, when I was in college, the chicks that like weren't act like they could care less about the football niggas was 1,000% the chicks.
And that could be the truth.
They played it cool.
And that could be the case.
And that's okay.
Hold on, I'm just saying that could be the case, right? But when this person came because he did a concert and then he was chilling with a certain fraternity on campus, and like there were three girls he hollered at. Now, granted, there were girls already. Yeah, I mean, around him, chilling, whatever. But it was three girls that went by. And he had to try to holler three of them. And he just like, man, bye. And he kept moving, right? Mm-hmm. And I asked one of the girls, because I knew one of the girls. I'm like, yo, you know who that was? She was like, yeah. I'm like, yo, why don't you talk to him? He's like, man, because he's an asshole. I'm like, all right, fair. You know what I mean? And just kept it moving. Wow. You know what I'm saying? But that being said, I think that when you are that prevalent, there is a certain dynamic of girls that you're going to get automatically. But then there's another class of girls where you got a legit work to go get.
True.
You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of times, if you're a celebrity, the girls you want depends on how hard you find working. And realistically, if I'm putting out albums, I'm on tour, I may not want to work but so hard chasing this other chick, and I got stuff I got to do tomorrow.
So yeah, let me understand.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah, I agree.
Or there's a ring of sex traffickers going on.
Good gosh. Good gosh.
Where's my tinfoil hat? Right. Good.
Pimping these girls out to all these men.
So let me amend my statement then. Okay, if y'all want to be Eskimo brothers, fine. I don't really care. But how about we
not
get, like, how about we not get,
bro, I'm good.
How about we not get, like, emotional about, like yes. Vila's getting emotional about, like, the chick that he fucked, like, just jump off shit that he no longer fucks with, that Mr. Brown is now fucking.
BBL number five.
I asked you not to bring that up on here, yo. I asked you not to bring that up on here. Now we got beef.
So that means that Chris Brown is in the wrong then, because Chris Brown was mad about a similar thing.
You know what, yo?
Chris Brown is wrong.
He is wrong. He just had a fire diss.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
He just nice as shit. That's all it is.
I don't agree at all.
But like,
for the record, none of us is on Chris Brown's side. None of us.
Oh, I like Chris Brown.
But the music.
Like Chris Brown,
I'm talking about. No, me too. But I'm talking about.
Hold on. I'll say this.
Specifically with that beef.
So exactly. No one's on his side. This is not Chris Brown and Quavo for those who don't know.
He just had fire tracks. Like, so Chris. Like, first of all. To shoot a diss at a dude on track 32 of your deluxe album is wild. First of all,
second and still of all, break that internet.
Second of all, props to Quavo for fighting back. Mm-hmm. But he's not wrong. Like, everything Quavo said is true. It's just that
the delivery wasn't as good.
Killed this.
Yeah, his delivery wasn't as good.
I'll never understand. But I guess that's the point of an R&B beef. Is like to put a diss track out about a girl.
Because most of it's all women, to be honest.
What rock are you under? That is
I understand. No, I understand that. That started wars.
You're right.
That started wars. I definitely understand that. I totally understand what you're saying. But my thing is, like, as far as like media, like, it's like when you really sit back and think about it, right? It's like, yo, like, this is a like, most of these beefs are over industry checks, right? Who most of their careers have a shelf life of probably that moment. You know what I'm saying? So, like I'm going to use the word legends. Like, the Migos is a legendary rap group. No matter how you feel about them, they're a legendary rap group, and Quavo was considered the head of it.
Agreed.
Chris Brown's legacy speaks for himself.
He's one of them.
The one girl, who are they beefing over? Karrueche Chan, right? Mm-hmm. Dude, I didn't even know who that...
And
Stop it. I did not even realize who that was until I watched Ridiculousness.
I still can't put my finger on her.
She's
not
bad, low key though.
She is. She probably as bad as Sweetie, right?
She's better than Sweetie.
It's really a personal preference.
They favor each other. Light skin, look, skinny.
Chris Brown.
No, Chris.
Kushi gets thick though. When she wanted to be.
Sweetie got the little
slim, thick. I guess.
Like, what I always respect about like rat beefs. Like, we were.
I'm sorry.
Yo,
Umar, look, I just got from
Melodies. Hold on, and like, yo, this ain't this is not a note to the beef, but I saw a meme that had me laughing. Because as soon as Drake came on, he was like, nigga, little, and went to Dr. Umar, like, dong! And he turned around and looked at his head. I was like, yo!
That's from Family Matters? Because that's the first one. But that's what I always respect about a beef with rap. Like, we were talking about the show beef.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying, like, T.I. Tip. Because that wasn't T.I. in that video. That was Tip. And Flip, like, that was like, I genuinely don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I fucking hate you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a rap superstar, and this is how I'm express my hatred for you. You know what I'm saying?
And I think that...
But that can stand on the test of time. You feel what I'm saying?
But I will say this. I think, like, I think because R&B people are singing, right? There's just this perception of them being, like...
They're nice.
They're soft to a degree. And mostly, and honestly, a lot of these R&B niggas are harder than these rappers, for real, if you're going to think about it.
Yeah.
If you listen to some, if you know some of the shit or whatever that's going on in their personal lives. Clearly, Chris Brown's, like, the one example, like I said, people want to give that credit to, I guess, in a sense, because he raps and sings, and he has a... Now, I will say this. The singing song he has, and again, we don't know what he's talking about, because people thought of it as a breakup song, but Deuces...
Oh yeah,
you got dude with him and Tyga and
Chris would have been Mike. Yo, Chris Brown. I think when it comes to R&B people, Chris Brown is the exception, and then you got like other people like Trey Songz who kind of beat Tito on the line. But yo, Chris Brown, had he not got jammed up with the stuff that he did, bro, to me, you got Michael Jackson, and then you got Usher and Chris Brown fighting for that next slot. Like, yo.
No, no lie.
Chris Brown is like, his talent is crazy.
Even though
Chris
Brown will tell you, like, straight up, like, don't compare me to Michael.
Facts. And I respect that. You know what I mean? But I'm like, yo, when it comes to that, like, you cannot deny the talent to Chris Brown.
Yeah, he's one of them.
Like, he is like, yo, when it comes down to writing names, Hall of Fame, like, he has to be in there, dog.
The
like,
the nigga casually does backflips in place.
Exactly.
Like, just like, just standing there, he just backflips for no reason.
That's true. All right, and I'm going to keep saying one more, because I'll just let's go.
Next month.
Huh? Oh, really, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Chris Brown, I ain't going to hold you. Like, I have a rule that I will not go see a male artist by myself, and I'm damn sure I'm taking my girl to see Chris Brown. So, like, now... I gotta sit back and watch the shit on you. I watch it on YouTube like shit. I watch it on Facebook like shit. But I will not go see a Chris Brown concert with me or a homeboy. And I will not take my girl to see Chris Brown. We watching that shit online.
So do you want me to send you back the ticket that you sent me?
Yeah, all right.
Can we do a podcast field trip to a concert?
Yeah,
podcast acceptable. Podcast field trip is acceptable.
Jasmine Sullivan and Tank is going to be here soon. So.
Yo.
Sorry, I just wanted to do that to intro the R&B beat that we haven't talked about. Flash versus Tank. Who's side? Yo, I'm on my man Flash side.
Big plans is
wrong. I'm riding with my man.
Now listen.
Why would you buy out a restaurant knowing good and goddamn well that somebody could have been, you know, trying to celebrate?
Exactly. And what's why we still got that smoke? That happened what, 3 years ago, and I still got smoke with Tank. But I feel like this is a crash out session for the Beer Plans Club podcast for me. They're trying to make me crash out today. Between the one that's we not naming and Tank, boy, y'all.
I can't wait for that single. I can't wait for that. I can't wait for that DJ V-Loss remix. Flashpoint.
They go back
up. I can't wait.
I'm snatching every cord, every plug out the DJ booth. I swear.
Facts. I can't wait. Oh my right, God.
Listen, Brian, you said you had one more.
I'm going to go one more because there's a lot of other examples I can clearly list. But I think, like, if we're going to talk about between legends, the obvious one, I think what most people on Twitter are saying acknowledges, like, the one of the best ones, I guess, if you want to call it that.
All right.
Would be, obsessed by Mariah Carey, which is clearly about Eminem.
Eminem's very first.
And in the music video, you know,
very first loss in a beef, yo. Yo, that's his loss. That's his first official loss in a beef.
I was scared
yo.
About that one. I ain't gonna hold you. He just so disrespectful. He couldn't.
I mean, he did come back and he had a strong.
Trailer Park, like trash, nasty. I thought he was gonna like say something crazy about.
But
it.
You know
he
what?
He did.
But you know what?
Nick Cannon, Chris Rice.
In that scenario, you couldn't win, yo. Like, cause first of all, it's a woman. That will always hit us to the core. Like, if a woman expresses how obsessed we are with her. It's very hard to disprove. How are you going to disprove that? Especially Mariah Carey? You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
which is a way smarter diss than your dick look.
Another,
right.
Yeah.
Because that's emotion.
Right, because also, how do you know? Because I fuck.
Right, yeah. What is the problem? What is the problem, Flash?
He is boiling over.
Oh man!
What? You're about to be.
I didn't think this would get here.
Hold on. You're about.
I don't.
If
I like,
may say, you're about to be 45 years old, y'all.
45? Damn. 45. Bruh.
Oldest of what?
Anyway.
Yo, you got one more time, bro. You got one more time. And I swear it's not the right we're going to go. It's not the right we're going to go. See, that's the problem with your man. He ain't take the warnings. If he ain't take the warnings, he still would have a career. But he ain't take the warnings. You better take the damn warnings.
I just sneezed. What is the problem?
All right, keep on. Keep on. Say OV, ho. I'm sorry.
V-Loss just says you're about to end your Donald Trump as president year.
Yeah.
How you feel about that?
No. So this is where Flash gets canceled.
I just think it's weird that, like, this is, like, you're stewing over here.
Because, like, yo, no. I ain't gonna hold you. In my mind, I was like, yo, I want to say this, but I like Nick Cannon. That's my guy. So I'm like, yo, I want to say this.
Oh, no.
What? I can't like Nick Cannon?
Oh, no.
There's a bit of irony.
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
There's
no.
There's a bit of irony that you rock with Nick Cannon.
No.
For have such disdain for Drake.
No,
we're not
going to
go down that road. Just get your shit off, and then we're going to keep it moving.
I'm about to say, we can have that discussion.
No, we know we can, but we won't.
You compare Drake with somebody to put multiple black people on. Oh, got them careers, got them shit going. And how, I'm sorry, how?
Where is it?
Where's the pedophile charges for Nick Cannon? Lord.
Where's the pedophile charges for Drake?
We'll find out. We'll find out.
Uh-huh.
We'll find out by next episode.
We're back.
All right. So that being said, I like Nick Cannon. So like when we talk about Mariah Carey, I was sitting back. I'm like, I don't want to go in because I like Nick Cannon.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like, yo,
yeah.
I was listening. I'm like, damn. I'm like, they're talking about Mariah. I'm like, Mariah's not cute. I'm like,
wow.
To
oh,
me,
my.
Personally,
whoa, what?
Personally,
oh,
I don't think she's cute.
Ogre's Meals!
All the hot takes!
Adios Meals! Hey, shout out to Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, but make again!
Every conversation stops with that statement.
Right, everybody in here took an audible gasp. No. Mariah Carey's not cute.
She's not ugly, but if I saw her, I wouldn't be pressed. And not saying that I'm this bag of gold. I'm just saying, personally.
Clearly you're not!
Yeah.
Clearly you're not!
Hey, you know
what?
That's a personal opinion.
That's and right. That's all it is. I'm not saying that, again. I'm not saying that, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying she's ugly. I'm not saying that she's anything like that. I'm just saying if I looked at her personally for me, and again,
he's
I'm not saying
insane.
I'm that, but
he's
like,
fucking insane.
I'm just saying for me personally.
We have an insane
like,
person on our podcast.
You know,
right
everybody
now.
Has different tastes. That's fine.
Like, if you give me a choice between
you always cease to impress me.
If you give me a choice between Mariah Carey and Rihanna, I'm taking Rihanna every day of the week. It's not like a conversation.
You are crazy. No, you are a crazy man.
Rihanna all day.
You are a crazy. Quit your job. You are not. Qualified mentally to work at your job.
Yo,
you're telling me the fact that
Rihanna all day.
What?
Rihanna all day.
Okay, so if you never meet Rihanna, that means that Mariah Carey is unattractive by comparison.
No, what I'm saying.
That would mean that every.
No, what I'm saying is like. What I'm saying is, I've never seen Mariah Carey video where I'm like, I gotta watch it just because she's that bad.
You need to watch
like,
Honey, then.
Like I saw Honey, but like Rihanna, when I saw her skin, I was like, oh, I'm not turning from this.
Also,
when I saw Beyonce,
and you put Beyonce
oh,
in the
no,
song,
no,
too.
No, Beyonce, right? Facts.
Yeah.
Like I saw Beyonce, Partition. I'm like, I'm not turning this on. You know what I'm saying? Like I've never saw a Mariah Carey, I'm like, I'm pausing it just to watch her. It's like,
you're just a fucking racist. That's why.
I'm a racist.
You're a fucking racist.
You don't like light
skinned
girls. Tell DJ Melodies why you don't like light skinned girls.
Oh, no.
As you do the lean.
But, like, yeah, I just. And again,
have
like,
you ever heard a logic like this? This is crazy.
I've never seen Mariah Carey who was like, yo, she's just that bad, bro. I never have. Like, it's just one of those, I'm like, all right. Like, I guess she's talented. But it's like, yo, I was like, looking at Mariah Carey, like, yo, damn, she bad, bro. I've never seen it. I just never.
Man, I want to do the mushrooms you're doing.
Right, that's some good shit.
Good
all
lord.
Right, so what's the takeaway from all this R&B?
Sorry, Nick. Please don't be mad at me.
There you go.
Please don't be mad at me.
I think we're all humans. Everybody, all these people are humans, and you know what I'm saying? Don't matter what genre you are in, you know. There's beef across the board. That's you're entitled to speak on it because there's beef. There's country songs with beef. There's rock songs with beef. So it's not exclusive to hip hop.
Yeah, it's just weird that.
Oh, hold on. We left out one beef that was.
Really fight. They're gonna be gassed.
We left out the shit with Trey Songz and Jaquez. We left that beef.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them, and there have been hell the whole that fucking
that was sassy ass fight
too. I'm gonna say this though. That verses the last entertaining verses with all the R&B niggas. Ray J, Mario, Amarion, Amario bodied all the niggas. But that's right. But yo, that kind of energy, mostly a lot of these R&B niggas have that in real life. But again, because it's like
but their talent is, yeah, their talent
is. People don't really expect that kind of energy. They don't respect it. They don't expect that kind of energy.
But you missed
like,
one of the most important beats ever, Taylor Swift and Kim K. I literally did that for a reaction. I literally did that for the realest nigga.
And pop,
boom.
Yeah. Taylor Swift. And I mean, get to pop beef. I mean, it's clearly lots of. I think the point being, all of us in our lives, I think you know, can easily encounter a beef situation at some point. How you navigate it and how you choose to respond.
All right, beer planners. thank you for joining us for part two of this beef shit.
What's beef?
This is the sizzle.
You need to go to sleep.
Yeah. I see you, Mr. Brown, out here in the streets.
Got him,
talk
yo,
about.
Got him.
Yeah.
Fun fact, Mr. Brown and Tupac went to the same middle school. But anyway, we appreciate y'all for listening.
Oh my God.
Bro, I'm trying. Y'all pushing me today, bro. I swear y'all pushing me. Y'all are pushing me today, dog.
Yo, shout out to.
Random tidbit, real quick. I think I've said this before, but like, I also went to middle school with the current mayor of Baltimore.
Dropping their names. Dropping their names.
And Brandon putting in work. Stop playing with him, bro.
Facts.
Sheila Dixon and Kobe, who endorsed
him. But, Sheila Dixon's hot.
I can tell her, but she got to stop stuffing stuff in her purse first.
She
got to
stop what?
She got to stop stuffing her purse first. All right, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, y'all
got a little preview for the next episode. When Flash going to talk to you.
First person shooter mode.
We'll see how the time works for primaries. It might come out a little after that. Look, everybody, we appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all continue to support us on YouTube. It's been great. We appreciate y'all.
Absolutely. Facts.
All social media platforms.
You can follow us at, we're not on the blue sky. But you can follow
we're
us
a clock at.
At Beer Plans Podcast on Instagram.
Not yet.
I don't know what y'all talking about. I don't know what y'all talking about.
We're gonna go ahead and wrap this one up. But to follow after the outro will be just random arguing between the owls and the dots. Current beef. So until next time.
We want to hear you say nigga no more.
God's plan. God's plan.
That's the great way to exit. Peace.
The best albums you have ever put out. Just to get that diversion off.
So first of all, the owls will take care of it. Don't worry about it. Those teenagers are dead. Second of all, let's say all that happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even if you do put out the best album you possibly can, mm-hmm. won't get the respect it's supposed to be.
Oh, listen, there's no coming out of this untouched. That shit is done.
But
the best you can do is salvage what's left of your reputation.
What I'm saying is, even if, let's say, from a pure earwig point, like mm-hmm. you thought the album was amazing, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This will always be the See, now, like, the wound is too open where people now of that side that we were talking mm-hmm. about, that, like, they feel as though they got their salt now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah. And, like, when you were saying earlier, one of y'all said earlier I think Corey said it. He got too many fans, it won't hurt his career or whatever. That's true.
I'm about to say Drake has a lot, because that's the thing. Like, people make it seem like,
especially
Drake,
black fans. Like,
they're
not, some of the stuff that can't. So the racially kind of stuff is like, you know, that's obviously the critique from Kendrick's diss is
that's crap. Because
like,
you don't get
most of the bit of them saying like it's. Like,
you don't say that to Fat Joe when he says nigga all the time. Yeah. So that's bullshit. So that's my point earlier.
To be fair,
it's a lot of picking your cheese.
Hold on, but to be fair.
Wait, look at the cash, she's 6'9".
But to be fair, I agree with you, and you're right. Mm-hmm. But that's because nobody has called him on it like that. I think if somebody called.
He just did an interview talking about it.
No, all right. I'm saying in terms of Fat Joe. Like, there hasn't been somebody known like that to make everybody turn around.
That's a regional thing.
Right, because even with Cardi B, it was a similar thing where, like...
New York Latinos have always had that pass.
That's a cop-out. Respectfully disagree.
Here's my thing. I bet you this. Hold on. I bet you this. Let Jay-Z call out Fat Joe saying he says nigga too many times. It's going to bring everybody's attention to it. He's not. Which is why Fat Joe keeps being able to do what he does. But there hasn't been anybody that brought the attention to it.
People pick and choose when it comes to that stuff.
Exactly.
I agree.
Fat Joe, this is the same thing I've been saying for years. Mm-hmm. Everybody let Fat Joe say nigga.
Mm-hmm.
J-Lo said nigga once because it was in a song written by a black man. And everybody got mad. They're from the same
But hood. It's a big difference.
Born a year apart.
It's a big difference with that.
And
it don't matter.
But
because
also,
here's the part. Because here's the part that Kendrick basically put out. He was like, because again, if you notice, he never said Drake wasn't black. Even when he talking about his son, he alludes to his son. Hold on. So like, even with that, he alludes to his son being black. So he's never really not calling Drake not black. What he's saying is, you co-switch and you tokenize too many times. So when you say nigga, it gets on my nerves. And that's essentially what we're talking about. We're not talking about your colorism. We talk about the fact that, yo, You are, it's like you sit back and you're like Mr. Preppy Preppy Cool Cool when it benefits you. But then,
Jewish man.
Right, yeah, right. But then yeah, you, the but then when you come to the hood, hold on. But then you come to the hood, it's same thing from Baltimore. You that Woodlawn nigga, but you from Baltimore when you not around, when you out there with people that you want to impress. But you not really out in the hood. You not on Bentlow chilling talking about, yeah, I'm this, I'm that. And that's what Kendrick was basically saying to this
nigga. I agree with that. I don't think Kendrick's, I don't think Kendrick is like, it's more so about the culture.
Exactly. Exactly.
But the fans are making it about the fans.
But that's
the
Twitter people. That's been my point from the start. Like, first of all, when you said the J-Lo thing, think about that.
Because J-Lo is that county girl that's talking about, I'm from Baltimore, when she got around.
But you're missing what I'm saying.
If you, even if you're from the Bronx, but you don't come outside, you stay in a house, your family's super privileged. Hold on. But you're not on neighborhood. Nobody in Baltimore knows you. And then you're like, yeah, from Baltimore, yeah, but you, it's not going to be received. Hold on. You're right. But listen to what I'm saying. That's why everybody perceives it that way. I understand why you see it like that, but the majority of people don't realize it, don't see it like that.
Majority of people are dumb.
How you figure?
Okay, I'm sorry. They're not dumb. They're inconsistent. I'll say this. Two things, and then I'm
about so to just because you right there, does that mean that you from there?
Two things.
Like, so let me ask you that. If you feel like just because you're born there, that you are from there?
If you born and raised on Green Mountain Avenue, then nigga...
Hold on, beat what you said though. Born and raised. But again, But here's my point though. You grow up in Green Mountain, but you go to school with Archbishop Curley. Hold on. Your neighbors never see you. You are running around doing everything else. You're never home. You're home for maybe just to go to sleep and you're back out. Nobody on your block knows who you are.
But are you really still saying
that you're from there?
Is this true about Jennifer Lopez?
Say it again?
Is this true about... Do we know this? Do we know that this is the scenario that she grew up
in? I'm not saying it.
I'm just using that as an example.
But my point being is that's where people feel like it's coming from. That's why people get upset about it. Dumb,
because if she actually did, if she actually was born and raised on Greenmount, she went to fucking...
Did anybody come up and vouch for?
But
it
also,
but it does though. It does though, bro. It does. But why do you think Tank is the first boxer from Baltimore? Do you think Tank is the first boxer from Baltimore? Exactly. But what's the difference? He has people that know him. He has people that vouch for him. They understand that he's from there.
One boxer from Baltimore did. Baltimore said, "Nah, you're not one of us."
They just didn't know.
Oh yeah, she climbed.
Because he won a title. So that's a whole other thing. But there are plenty of boxers from Baltimore that Baltimore does not acknowledge.
No, that's Rose.
Oh.
God damn it, Cole. It's Rose.
They're both racist.
I'm listening to Jones Grabber.
Maybe I'm wrong about J-Lo. So let's see. Early life. Jennifer Lynn Lopez.
He looked it up.
Was born on July.
I know that's what Ashley did.
Brady, I'm going to say this. One thing I'll let you have the rest of the time. But she was about to snitch. That's not very hood of evil. She damn sure was about to snitch on Puff.
Manhood nigga snitch.
What happened to him? Where's he at right now? What happened to his career? But that's inconsequential. How you figure? It's actually proving my point. How?
Because he's from the Bronx. He's from there. You can't take, no one's taking that from him because he snitched. He's a nigga from the hood that snitched.
Who?
So you prove my point? Yes.
No, hold on. Hold on. First off, with Tekashi, we'll go through this because I know you guys, we got to finish right.
So, look.
We'll get to that. But all I have to say is that his money got him certain places and got him certain influence in the hood. And he let him claim it.
Of course.
You know, he will fuck somebody up.
He did.
I don't think Drake would.
He probably pay somebody to pay somebody. Drake would fucking run. Like, he's been punched. He got punched by fucking Puffy, one of the softest producers fucking out there.
Hold on.
Ain't getting nothing.
He's not really soft.
I'm not saying has it not been proven?
I'll say this.
Pop went through some shit, too.
Yeah.
He did, but...
If you talk to Jada, she made it seem like some shit happened to that man.
But that's my point, though. Pac and Drake are not the same. Like, in the end of the day, like, yo, the fact you let somebody piss on... No. It's not even that. Yes, again, your character speaks volumes when shit happens. Like, yo, no, like, if you let somebody piss on you in a movie theater and you don't do nothing, that says something about your character. So at the end of the day...
Wait,
is this actually
true?
Like, what if it's pissing? Why do you keep
standing? So, hold on. So, hold on. Here's the thing.
T.I. homeboy was drunk as shit and pissed on
you. Exactly.
Wait, like, say that again? Like, what happened?
T.I. homeboy was drunk as shit at some event and he pissed on you. Drake.
So and Drake took his happy ass home because they ain't with that smoke.
And supposedly, what kind Diddy smacked Drake or something like that.
He had to go to the ER for that shit.
I knew about the rumor about Diddy smacking him. I knew about that part.
Yeah, because hold on, but here's the thing. All of that, Meek set that shit back 5 years ago.
Don't talk about Meek, bro.
I'm just saying.
Don't talk about Meek, real.
I'm just bringing up a point. Meek set this shit 5 years ago, but the same thing that's happening to.
Happy birthday to Brandon.
Yeah, let's get started. As always, I hear everything you're saying, but I think that
my only point with that is just that, yo, when it comes to certain shit, I don't use fight facts and facts, bro. Like, and that's the thing. It's like, oh, if it's okay with y'all,
and that's another weird thing that we can. It's hard to use these comparisons now, like talking about Diddy, talking about Meek Mill, like these people are. Have been proven not to be what they are. What Vinny was saying earlier about perception, we never thought of Diddy as like a hard ass nigga or nothing. But now the nigga's a sex offender. He's a sex trafficker. He's bisexual. Which I mean,
but that's always been a thing, though. That's never not been a thing with Diddy. That's never not been a thing. Like, that's always been the rumblings, and that's the same thing about with Drake.
I never heard about rumblings.
That's been rumblings.
Hold on.
Yeah, Wendy Williams.
Oh, I don't know that.
Superhead did a whole thing about Diddy's parties back in the day. So it's always been rumblings with that shit. So it's been a thing with Diddy. It's never been nothing.
It's a great example of perception.
But see, bro.
Wait,
here's a great example. But that was my iPhone fucking 15.
I'm gonna say this one thing, and then we can finally get started.
Yeah,
what is the thing that everybody always said about Keith Sweat?
What did he say about Keith Sweat?
Don't fuck with him.
Oh, really?
He's him. What about MC Hammer?
Yeah, I heard that.
What about MC Hammer? Yeah. Don't fuck with Hammer.
He's a good preacher. He's a good preacher.
Perception versus reality. The motherfuckers weren't out there talking about, gang, I'm a thug, I'm about that life and all of that shit. But they was. They carried, that's what
you're
talking about.
But that's not the same thing, though.
They carried
the same
thing. That's not the same thing.
Right.
If Will Smith, like, yeah, because if you kind of, his early career, like, he went through some shit, too. I mean, he almost got arrested. He was on the streets. Yeah, he hit us.
Exactly. Because people like to conflate characters, like the performative part of being an artist and the music that they choose to make with them, that being actually who they are.
That's not the same we talking about Drake and Pop, though.
Because until recently, the motherfucker that was rapping wasn't the one doing the shit. They was the ones reporting on the shit. They were taking stories from the people that was actually out there doing it, and they were the ones.
But this is why I'm saying that's something completely different when you're talking about Pop. Because at the end of the day, shit that Pop did, it spoke to his character. The fact that you're going to engage a police officer because he's
never. Really?
Hold on. Let me finish the point out. Fact that you're going to engage another police officer because you see another black man getting beat up, that speaks to your character.